Welcome to episode 6 of Old Mate, Young Mate. A guy in his early 30s comes together with a guy in his early 60s to figure out the world. This episode, has the digital age killed our manners? Have we become too flaky in the age of social media? And do you need a fight to be a tough guy? Mitch and Murray walk us through their biffo history. Is Mitch a wuss? Is back. This week we'll explore the do's and don'ts when it comes to telling off someone else's kid. And have you ever thrown shade? Don't know what that means? Let's see if Murray does. Let's get in. Murray, there's a certain trend that people have noticed with the advent of the internet and phones and that sort of stuff. And it's not quite ghosting, which is something different. It's about like saying you'll be somewhere. Like say someone invites you to an event and you go, yeah, I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm. And then the day of or a few hours before you go, mm-hmm. you say I'm not coming anymore.
It's not ghosting. That's just being absolutely rude.
Yeah.
So that's all that is.
Yeah. So what do you think? Are you noticing the same thing as well? And it's a very new school-esque way of doing things. You know, you say you're going to be there. Mm. Let's not even talk about catering and making sure there's enough food for people stuff. It's about, I guess, being a person of your word, I guess, and being a bit flaky kind of thing.
What about basic manners? Your mum and dad would have been the same as my mum and dad. Every mum and dad everywhere. He's got half a clue. They drum some fundamental manners into us.
Yeah.
Wash your hands out of the bathroom. Be nice to your grandparents. And if you say you're going to be there, be there. You got to go to school, go to school. You got to go and see grandma on a birthday, go and see grandma. I mean, it's not hard. And if you've made a commitment, I sound like an old-fashioned old fart, don't I?
No.
And you're laughing away.
This
don't
is
you think?
I agree with you.
What are you going to tell your children?
I agree with
if you. If you make a commitment to go, shouldn't you go?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know what it is. I think it's the lack of, you know, because before the internet and social media and that sort of stuff.
I know it very well.
Yeah, you know it. If you got invited somewhere, there'd be like a bit of a formality to it. You'd get like an invitation in the mail.
Dress code on the invitation?
Yeah, dress casual. Smart casual, business casual. Have you got a favourite kind of dress code, just as a side note?
What will I put on when I get out? But I've got one suit I've had for, I don't know, about 15 years, I think.
Yeah.
Gets wheeled out to funerals and weddings.
Just the good times and bad times.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, but I just think if people are starting to do that, it's just because there's a fundamental rudeness, just can't be bothered attitude. I can kiss it off via a text message.
Yeah.
Whereas you had to ring up or turn up.
I suppose if it's much easier to be a flake now, so people are flaking, whereas before there was a real kind of effort. You had to kind of go with someone hat in hand and say, look, I really can't make it.
Correct.
Yeah, and people were just flaking on things on a whim rather than just... Because there's also a trend that, you know, we're saying we're more connected with people than ever before.
More connected.
That's right, but we're kind of still... At the same time, becoming more individual and less social in a way, which is kind of a bit weird.
I know you're married now, but as a young man, looking at the cut of your jib, you would have had a few notches on the Mitch gun belt. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what I'm saying.
I'm going to let you keep going with that, man. I'm not going to correct you.
Were you ever dropped?
Oh, as in broken up with?
Yeah, were you ever dropped? You're dropped.
Oh.
You don't do that via text, or do they now?
Yeah, 100%
they
people do that.
Not.
Yeah.
They haven't got the balls to pick up the phone or even see him face-to-face. Listen, I think it's been great, but time to move.
Yeah.
See you around.
Well, absolutely. Well, that's what...
You get dropped by text.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
And that's the thing. I mentioned the word ghosting before, and this is going to teeter into young person dictionary territory. We'll get to that later. But ghosting is when, if I write you a message, a text message or a message on social media or whatever...
Yep.
And you reply, and then I just don't reply ever again.
Oh.
So ghosting.
Well, I've done that often. Not that I don't want to, I'm not being rude.
Yeah.
I just forget. I mean, how many messages do you get a day?
Upwards of 10, 15, 20 sometimes.
See, I might get 20, 30 a day.
Mm.
I'm in a couple of different bands and sports events and the golf club and the children and mother and whatnot. And they just add up and... I mean, hand on heart, I always want to reply. I hate being rude. I hate people being rude to me. And it gets back to what Mum and Dad used to teach us. You treat people the way you'd like to be treated by them. I mean, it's pretty bloody basic. And if people are what's called ghosting or what something better has come up.
Yeah, I guess
is
so.
That what happens?
Yeah, in the romantic sense, so right, say, and you know, of Tinder and all those sorts of apps and
I'm
stuff,
told
right?
about them, yeah.
Yeah, so if you go out on a date with someone via that app, and they say, oh, hey, thanks so much for last night. It was really great.
and just the other person just doesn't reply. That's the new way of breaking up, saying I don't want to see you kind of thing.
Well, you're hardly breaking up after one date.
Well, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, I know. But if you've got, if you've been going out for three months, is it cool to break up via text?
No,
that's
I don't
dreadful.
Think so. Yeah.
Have the, I mean, man or woman up.
Mm.
If you don't like Mitch, just come out and tell him. I got told plenty of times. I just ignored it. Give us a kiss. Come on.
If you don't like Mitch, email us, oldmateyoungmate@gmail.com. We're happy to hear from you.
Is that common amongst you? I mean, clearly we're both married now.
Yeah.
You, I've got no single mates. They're all married, and most of them for a long, long time. Have you got single mates?
I've got a couple, and it's kind of interesting because I got together with my now wife before all these sort of apps things are happening.
Right,
so
yes, yes.
It's, I'm kind of a little bit like you in that fact. I don't really know how the protocol is and the etiquette and stuff like that, but it's a vicious world out there.
And getting dropped was bloody awful, wasn't it?
Mm.
It was hard.
Mm.
I went home and cried. I cried with one girl. I cried for 6 months.
6 months?
I couldn't go out, man. Broke my heart.
Wow.
War was terrible.
It's a doozy on you.
Terrible. And then I see her years later, and, you know, across the crowded room at a party, and oh, man, the electricity, it felt like, you know, one of those brown coal power stations down in Victoria. It was pretty intense.
Yeah. Did she ghost you at the party? Did she talk to you? Or? Well,
we had the best time. It was fantastic. I nearly dropped the name. I hadn't seen her for like maybe 30 years. Our children have grown up now. She's got brilliant student kids and doing wonderful things. Lovely, happy marriage to a great fella.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky enough to have the same thing. And we had the best time.
Right.
We had the best time. She had a great mother. I didn't know her dad that well, but a great, great mum. Wonderful brothers and sisters. It was fabulous.
I thought that story was going to go the other way. I thought you were going to say she got really fat or
she turned
to be a weirdo.
She was smoking. I mean, she's still smoking.
Okay, well.
You could fry eggs in a bum. I'm not kidding. Outstanding.
It's a happy end to that story.
Well, there is.
Well, I guess to sum that up, you're saying people who are flaky, people who are ghosting.
No time.
You weren't raised right, which is pretty aggressive. Or more just like, hey, we're all humans. Let's not forget. And if you're not going to go somewhere despite saying that you were, well, if you get, I guess what we're saying is stay true to your word.
Yeah, right? you stay true to yourself. Mm. I don't mean to be hard, to be nasty, but you wouldn't be a parent alive who wouldn't give every child some basic instruction about basic manners.
That's right.
Your mum did it to you. I mean, maybe it is just, you know, it's just convenience now and that's just the way the mop flops now. Well, it's not good enough for me.
It's the way the mop flops.
Don't you think?
I do think. I think you're 100% correct.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. One to the old fella.
There's one thing, Murray, I wanted to ask you as well. You know, masculinity.
Yeah.
It's an interesting sort of thing. And, you know, the sort
in
of...
In the news a lot. Toxic masculinity.
That's right.
All of that.
And a lot of, you know, growing up, especially you going up, I'm sure, you know, being seen as tough and having fights and stuff was seen as a sort of a manly thing to do, right? And I was in the pub the other day and these two guys were getting quite shouty and started shoving and it was going to kick on.
At each other or you?
At each other.
All right, because you would have been gone. I would have been right behind you.
I'm a lover, not a fighter. I'm 100%. Sure you're the same way, right? But it got me thinking, right? Have you ever been in a fight? Because I've been in one fight maybe when I was in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was playing soccer. And the guy on my team was taking, you know, exception to the way I was defending, let's say. And he started shoving me and I started shoving him back.
Kidding. On my teammate. What?
And then we just kind of started laughing. And that was as close to a fight as I ever really got.
That's not a fight.
No,
Mitch,
okay.
Mitch, can I just let you in on something here? That's not a fight. Pushing your shovey with the bloody star centre forward because you're leaking like a sieve at the back does not constitute a fight.
Jeez. Okay, maybe a disagreement, a kerfuffle.
A kerfuffle, there you go.
What about you? Have you ever been in a stink before? Have you ever been punched?
I've never been punched in the chops.
Okay.
I mean, I played rugby very badly as a young man, and you do get hit and whacked and whatnot on that, but never. I've never been in a fight where I've been snotted, never. And the only time I can ever remember throwing a punch in anger was... I was at high school. I would have been the last year of high school. My little brother was in the back of my motorbike, and he was his 2 years below me.
Mm-hmm.
And we were heading home from school. This is back over in New Zealand. This would have been 1972.
Yeah.
and we were both on the bungers.
Okay.
And we had to stop and get some durries.
Yep.
On the way home from
mm-hmm.
school.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my Vespa. It wasn't a big motorbike at all.
A Vespa? In no nosy. That was very fashion forward of you to have a Vespa in 1972.
It was a beast. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful bright orange one.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great big, it was as white, it was like a big bathtub on wheels. It was beautiful, old school, and big enough for a half gallon jar of beer in the boot on the side.
Oh,
outstanding.
Heaven.
Heaven above, absolutely outstanding. So anyway, we've pulled into this place. It's at the end of Hoonhay Road, I remember, and the road out to Hawswell, and there's a little durry shop there.
Mm-hmm.
Duncan and I have got off the bike, and I've gone inside to make the purchase.
Yes.
And I've come out, and there's my little brother with this guy who we knew went to the local high school, and he had a few mates with him. And my little brother Duncan, he was in a pushy shovey.
Yeah.
With this bloke whose name, I think his name was Kevin.
Kevin? It's Kevin V. Duncan.
Kevin V. Dunk.
Yeah.
And it was my little brother. So I've come outside and the pushy shovey, pushy shovey, pushy shovey. And I said, "Oi, you know, what's going on?" And Kevin, it was, I think he was either my age or a year younger.
Uh-huh.
We were a similar age. And he's going home from school. And I was wearing a big old army greatcoat because it was cold as a mother-in-law's kiss over there, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said, "Leave him alone. Come on, Dunk, we're going." And he starts pushy-shoving me.
Oh, dear.
And, I'm like you. I hate fighting.
Mm.
I'm a hopeless fighter.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a skinny wee white bloke.
Yeah.
That just doesn't work.
Mm.
And Kevin, he started mouthing off. I forget what the hell he was saying. Mouth.
Saying unpleasant things.
Yeah. Duncan was over at the bike. I thought, bugger this. And, I'm still embarrassed to this day because I said, "Righto. I've got one arm, my right arm out of my greatcoat, and I've gone bang, and I've snotted him right in the chops." He's gone cartwheeling back.
Oh, dear.
I mean, instantly I felt dreadful that I'd hit him.
Yeah.
But I just thought, get out of my face. Mm. Stop, leave my brother alone.
Mm.
And my third thought was, shit, I better get out of here. Because he's going to be cranky.
Yeah, Kevin won't be happy after that.
Well, that's right, because he's in front of his friends. I didn't mean to hurt him, and I don't think I did hurt him. I just hurt his pride a bit.
Mm.
I hurt my hand, I remember.
Yeah.
And we hopped on our bike on my Vespa as fast as we could go, and we just took off out of there. And I saw Kevin again after that.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I mean, we lived in the same neighbourhood.
Okay.
We just went to a snooty school across town, which may have been the cause of the
disagreement
in the first place.
Right.
We went to Christchurch Boys High School, where my dad went, and blah blah blah.
Mm.
Oh, you get a Christchurch Boys High School.
So it's fancy boy school.
Fancy boy school. Well, it was
a prestigious institution.
I prefer to say a selective school.
Okay.
Was that a
victory for private school boys everywhere?
Because this was a state school.
Right.
I went to a state school, but okay. it was selective. It was like a bit more prestigious than the Hoonhay High School.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Hoonhay High. I think my brothers and sisters went there.
And so
when
you saw Kevin years later, did he sort of say thanks for the fish sandwich or was he all good? Or did
No, I never remember speaking to him again, but we did see each other around the hood.
Yeah.
And we never had another punch on or anything like that. And I've never to this day had a punch on since.
Yeah.
I just think it's so horrible.
Mm.
You know, your guts feels all churned up because you do. Your tummy gets all upset and your adrenaline's rushing. And
you can talk your way out of most things.
Well,
right?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
But maybe not poor old Kevin back in the day.
Well, Kevin just got, it just wound me up.
Yeah.
And I thought, hang on, you're picking on my little brother. Bang.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, my little brother Duncan was a lot tougher than me anyway.
Right.
But he was like a year
younger.
Was
Duncan happy? What was his reaction?
I honestly don't remember.
Okay.
I think he must have said, "Oh, bloody good egg, smack Kevin."
<Hit it.
laughs> That's the reaction I imagine he would have had.
Right. Time once again for Is Mitch a Wuss on Old Mate, Young Mate Murray. Thank you for your judgment as ever.
Happy to help, young fellow.
Yes, I give Murray a situation or a scenario. I did something. Was it a wussy thing to do or not? There's been a few situations on the train, Murray, where...
You love public transport, don't you?
I love it. I get a train every day. I love the train because it's my me time between work and home.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? You don't get that sort of time very
often. And it's a... Never ever does it not change. It's always changing. It's always interesting. There's always something new presenting itself.
Well, that's exactly. Good. Well, that's what today is all about, right? So I was on the train of a morning. And usually pretty busy train. I always get a seat. And so I was just sitting there reading a book or listening to music, one of those things, actually listening to music. And I have my music, not loud, so it disturbs other passengers, just loud enough so I can be in a trance, a state, just enjoying it kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. So, and out of nowhere, I hear this, this kind of gunshot noises, these super loud gunshot noises. And it turns out this kid was behind me, sitting behind me next to his mum or whatever, just playing this super loud game involving guns. This is like 20 past 7 in the morning. On a Monday or Tuesday, everyone's sort of in their shit and going to work. Let's just hope this day goes quickly mood. And this kid's playing this gun for like 20 minutes on loud. And so I'm keeping it together, just going, this is really annoying me. Because I was at point blank range getting shot by this game sitting in front of this kid. I'm just like, I might have to say something. I didn't because I fall under a wussy behaviour, but I wanted to put that to you. What would you have done? Was that a wuss move? What do you think?
Number of responses here, I think, Mitch. First response is, what's wrong with the mother?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break. You think that's cool, lady? Shut that kid up.
Yeah.
I mean, please. It's a busy, crowded carriage, 20 by 7. It's not like playgroup. It's mid-morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. How rude can she be? So there's that.
Yeah.
On that basis alone, I'd turn and say, excuse me, can you shut that kid up?
Yeah.
I think your child's being a little loud for the carriage.
Mm,
So then she could expose herself for what she really is and say,
wow. Oh, yeah. Cause,
whatever.
Yeah.
But certainly if it's, and I bet you ain't the only one inconvenienced.
No, certainly not. I was kind of looking around to my fellow passengers trying to make a bit of eye contact saying, hey, this isn't right? I'm not the only one going crazy.
And did you get any eye contact back?
A little bit. Well, most people don't look at each other on the train. You know what it's like. Just keep it straight.
Right, straight away. So you would have had a degree of support ventured to suggest to the mother of this ill-disciplined little brat that maybe he wouldn't like to shoot the back of your ears off. I think that's outrageous. Why wouldn't on earth would you think that's remotely okay? See, standards are slipping, Mitch. Standards are slipping.
Well, there's layers, right? I mean, because it opens up a whole thing about disciplining other people's kids. Like
the slap?
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because I'm sure at some point when you're a young lad, other parents would have had to discipline you or something like that.
Uncle Morris. I once had a boiled leg. Uncle Morris, that silly old chook. I had a whole boiled leg and shoved it in my mouth at one go.
What?
Well, because I wanted a boiled egg and I ate it in one go.
Yeah.
Uncle Morris thought it was quite okay to shove his big Morrissey beak in. Felt like getting an egg out and ramming it up his nose. Bugger off, you old chook. I'll do what I want to do. You don't tell me. You're not my old man. And to get back to your woman on the train, I think there are degrees of elevation in terms of your response to this brat.
Yeah.
You could turn around and look at the child and then just gently raise your eyes to mum and raise your eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
That would be quite appropriate.
Yeah.
And
it's all in the look, isn't it?
If she's got half a brain, she'd give you a wink back. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
And little buddy Rupert would be have a footy sock shoved in his face for the rest of the journey. If it doesn't work, you could then turn back around and there's Rupert still going back. Yeah. One of those ones.
Oh, yeah, one of those ones. The whole movie cough thing.
A little fake cough.
Yeah.
But again, I think I would suggest a look, an elevator just sliding up to get her eye.
Yeah.
And it perhaps even you could purse your lips, go like that, to indicate your displeasure without actually saying anything to her.
Yeah.
But if she's so thick that this child keeps on, after you're too gentle, I think entirely appropriate, appeals to her to exercise the maternal discipline and shut the kid up, turn and say, excuse me, lady, can you please keep your child quiet? It's disrupting the whole carriage. Can you just get him to calm down a bit?
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I do. But maybe I was a bit in the where the wussiness comes from is a bit like, if I go turn around and tell a kid to clam it, what's her reaction going to be? Is she going to give me a bit of an earful? Because you hear about those things, right, where you tell some kid, stop being a so and so, and then the parent comes back like three times as hard.
Mm, that's right.
You don't want to.
You'd be afraid of getting a knitting needle between the shoulder blades.
That's right. That's right.
But you know, in the fair dinkum department, as my mate Stan Zaman used to say, mm-hmm. the fair dinkum department, if the mother is like half a human being, she will recognise from your first quizzical expression.
Yeah.
Looking at the child and then looking up at her. That's step one. A look should suffice.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be more than enough.
Don't you think?
I do. Yeah. I do.
And I don't think having done, if you've done that, that's not wussing out. That's entirely appropriate.
Mm. Time once again to open up the Young Person Dictionary on Old Mate Young Mate, where I bring in a phrase or a term that's used by young people, younger than me, Murray, and we'll do our best. I put it to you and you do your best to sort of figure out what it means, okay?
I haven't done so well, have I, at these?
Well, no. I was going to try and butter that up, but...
LOL.
LOL. Okay, this one is throwing shade.
Now, I've read this.
Oh, you've read it?
I have seen it. And
okay.
I think, but correct me if I'm wrong here, but if you throw shade on something, you disparage it. You're running it down. You don't have a high opinion of it, and you're quite happy to share that low opinion with anyone who happens to be around.
Yeah.
You bag it.
That is...
It's an old-fashioned Australian term.
Yeah.
You bag it. You throw shade on it.
Yeah, that is 100% correct.
I think I like bag better.
I bag it too.
You're throwing shade.
What is that?
Some knob with a ponytail come up with it, I bet you.
Well, the dictionary, internet defines it as, and you've got it 100% right, throwing shade is to passively, aggressively insult someone. But it doesn't have to be passively, right? You're 100% correct. It can be a very public act as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's my, because I have seen it. I've seen it written. I've seen it online.
Mm. Where? What have you read online that?
New York Times.
Okay.
You throw shade on, you know, President Trump throws shade on Nancy Pelosi. I thought he was going to throw a great big plastic bag over her head and pull it tight.
That would be bagging her.
That would be bagging her big time. Yeah.
As a journalist who's been a journalist for yonks, does when a prestigious institution / publication like the New York Times mm-hmm. says it like that, does mm-hmm. that make you sad, happy? Do you have an opinion on using that kind of language?
Well, it is evolving. I mean, language is evolving all the time.
Mm.
And I can see why the New York Times would be, because you can't, only so many ways to say this guy's a shithead.
Yeah.
So you have to look for more creative ways.
Yeah. And they got to get a new audience as well, right?
Well, I suppose you're always looking to grow your audience, even old-fashioned newspapers.
Okay.
But this is online. But throwing shade, I'm not unfamiliar with the term.
Have you thrown shade at someone recently? Or have you...
Only Trump.
Yeah, right. Just getting stuck in.
And my putter. I can't putt. Save the line.
There you go, another episode of Old Mate, Young Mate. Hey, send us an email if you like, oldmateyoungmate@gmail.com. I'll see you next time. Be good.